Power FM Breakfast with Nick.
It's Thursday, you're feeling a bit lazy for this Thursday. It's beginning of spring, maybe you're feeling a little bit lazy. Maybe you feel like having a lazy parent moment. Well, we have found some of the laziest things parents have ever confessed to doing, and I'm going to share my top five faves with you. These are the best responses to lazy parenting. Didn't feel like cooking, so I fed the kids cereal for dinner 5 times in 1 week. Oh, all I can say is I hope it was a variety of cereals, because Sultana brand after a while on repeat gets very, very boring, particularly if you're having for breakfast and dinner. Number two, didn't feel like washing the dirty dishes stacking up in my kitchen, so I threw them out and bought paper plates. Oh, that is lazy, although I have to confess I do that at events in particular, because it's much easier. Number three, didn't get around to washing my son's uniform, so I just sprayed it with Febreze and made him wear it again. Oh, that is not okay. Seriously, not even washing your son's uniform. Having to think about that, I'm not sure how often my mum actually washed my school uniform. She used to make me do it, but that's fair enough. Number four, texted my son in the next room that dinner was ready. Really, that is the ultimate in lazy parenting. That's it, right next door. Or couldn't you even yell out, "Hey, Jeff, dinner's ready"? No, texted instead. That is so lazy. I wonder if it was a teenager and he just ignored his text. Oh, it's come from mum. I'm not going to answer that. And my other favourite one, number five on this list, gotta love this. Bought new underwear at Target just to avoid doing the laundry. Oh, that is like the ultimate in lazy parenting. Hey, if you've got a lazy parenting story, give me a buzz, 654-11981. What are you trying to cheat at? Oh, there's some really good ones. My friend, his parents had a bit of a lazy parenting moment. They had an intercom installed in his house because the mum couldn't be bothered to go and get the three boys for food as well. So she actually got an intercom installed, so it was easier for her to just buzz the kids for dinner. Too lazy. Let me know if you've got a lazy parenting moment. 654-11981. It's Brekkie with Nick. This morning we're talking about lazy parenting. Have you ever sort of cheated a little bit? Maybe it's just because of sheer exhaustion. A popular parenting blogger put the call out there and a lot of parents have responded. We've also asked you to either give us a buzz, 654-11981, or tell us on Facebook. A couple of people have sent some messages through. Karen from Musselbrook, my lazy moment got takeaway on the way home from getting the groceries because I couldn't be bothered to cook any of the stuff that I bought. Confession, Karen, I'm with you. I've done that before as well. It's so exhausting going around the supermarket. Man, I reckon that's just a lazy human thing. And Brett from Singleton, playing hide and seek with the kids, just sat on the couch and yelled out different spots around the house until they responded. Probably a pretty good way of playing hide and seek, particularly if you have to do it a lot. Just one of my others that was on this blog that I just can't ignore. One parent has said, "Let my son's swimming lessons count as his bath and not for just one time." Just wondering if anybody at school started to notice that he had a bit of an aroma of chlorine to him. Oh, that's a bit gross, that one. Hey, coming up after 7:30, I've got the chance for you to join us at a VIP launch of our Power FM online cookbook. Well, because it's Father's Day, I thought dads can be pretty good at daggy jokes, can't they? It's kind of like the ultimate daggy joke moment. I mean, dads can say the darndest of things, but we love them for it. But they can also pull out some great daggy jokes in those social situations where they're trying to break the ice on things. Awkward. Couple of my favourite. Here's one. Two antennas met on a roof, fell in love and got married. The ceremony wasn't much, but the reception was excellent. Oh, yeah. And here's another daggy dad joke for the day. A jumper cable walks into a bar. The bartender says, "I'll serve you anything, but don't start anything." Oh, yeah, we're taking your daggy dad jokes. If you're a dad and you want to call up with a great, awesome joke, or maybe your dad has some funny daggy dad jokes, give me a buzz right now, taking them all. Jake from Singleton, mate, have you got a bad dad joke?
What do you call a ghost at a hotel?
What?
An inspector.
Oh, wow. Good job, mate. Good job. Do you have any others up your sleeve there?
What is Forrest Gump's Facebook Facebook password?
What?
One Forrest One.
Oh, well, all right, that's enough for me. Thank you, mate.
Bye.